B'shas haktara of the heichol, do you have to stay away from it? Ma'ashenkin b'shas dikteris of l'flay l'fnim, you don't have to stay away from it. So it's good like Reb Lezer, and that's what the Brisa means to say. Shet gemara though, v'iko ho ma'ilu, there is still another ma'ilu. Why don't we talk about the Zrikas Adam also? What are you only talking about the Keteris for? There's a difference between the Zrikas Adam also, like this. Dilo mehechol, I tell you, not allowed to be inside the hechol itself. Porsche, you have to stay away. Vein b'gdusha d'idei, or vein b'gdusha l'fayim l'fnim. Like Rashi's b'gdusha means matan domin. Whether you make the Zrikas Adam of Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes l'fayim l'fnim, or whether you make the Zrikas Adam, like the Brisa before said, by those special chatois, that the chates apnim, that the Zrikas Adam was done in the Kodesh, on the Parechis, you have to stay away from the Hechel. Nobody's allowed to be in the Hechel. Ma'ashenken vilu mibein ulam al-Mizbeach, but outside the Hechel, outside the Ulam. So the first 22 Amis of the Azorah between the Mizbeach Achitza and the outside Mizbeach and the Ulam, loy Parshi, there's only a mitzvah to be Parish, ela b'gdusha the Hechel. Only like the Brisa says, when you do the Zrikas Adam of those Purim that are done in the Hechel, that's when you have to stay away between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. But when you do the Zrikas Adam al-Lufnai al-Lufnim on Yom Kippur, you don't have to stay away. That has the same halacha like the Keteris. So the question is, like, why does the Brisa only say the difference by the Keteris? You have the exact same difference between the Zrikas Adam. So when you do the Zrikas Adam, Lifnai and Lifnim on Yom Kippur, you only have to go away from the Hechol, and not Mibein Ulam Mulam Mizbeach. But when you do the Zrikas Adam of the other Chatoi Sapnim that's brought in the Hechol, there we say you have to stay away both from the Hechol and from the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So why didn't they say that difference also? So the Marian says, Omar Rovam, Shein Prisha Chasi. It's not true, it's like one Prisha. Like Rashi says, Kula Choda Maili. It's one Maila. That when you do the avoidis of the Heichol, you have to stay away from the Heichol and from Ulam Mizbeach, whether it's the Keteris of the Heichol or whether it's the Zrikas Dam done in the Heichol. Ma'ashenki and the avoidis that are done Lufnai and Lufnim on Yom Kippur, whether it's the Keteris or whether it's the other Zrikas Adam that are done with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the mitzvah is only like it says in the Torah. Kol Adam can't go into the Ayam Oyed. Only the Heichol you can't go into. Ma'ashenki and outside the Heichol, there you are allowed to be. Therefore, there's no spirit to Rebbe Lezer, everything comes out good. Most of this, Omamah, before we learned, Kach Porshim B'Shas Maten Par Kain Mashiach, O Par Helam Davashot Tzibur, O Siri Avodis Kechovim, that what is the Chiddush, that these Chatois are called Chatois HaPnim, that the Zrikas Adam is done inside the Kodesh, is done on the Mizbeach HaPnim and on the Preichis, that when you do this Avodah, nobody's allowed to be in the Hechol, and who are in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach also, you have to go away. How do we know that such a mitzvah is Prisha? That the Torah only says in this week's Pasha that by Yom Kippur it says, nobody's allowed to be in the Yom Kippur. It's only Bishasti Avoid of Yom Kippur. How do we know even Bishasti Avoid here by these Chatoyas that are brought Lepnim? Skumarin says, Omarav Kados, Asya Kapora Kaporum Yom Kippur. Enechnami. It doesn't say it in its own Pasha, but we learn it out of Xerah Shava from the word Kapora. It says the word Kapora by the Avoidus Yom Kippurim, and there the Torah says nobody can be inside the Hechel, and who then it says the word Kapora by these Avoidus, the power of the Panim, also means the Mitzvah Prisha, that Midirai Sakoponim can't be inside the Hechel. But Midirabonim, the other Abonim made Xera, since the Avoidus is done inside the Hechel, we don't even want you to be right outside the Hechel. We don't even want you to be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach also, Midirabonim, today you should not decide to come inside. Moses Omar Rav Acho Bar Ava. Shema Mino, from this Brice the Churat Zaraya, that Mailois Diraisa, that these Mailois are all Diraisa Dik Halochis. And Vahoch Gemiruluhu, this is the way we learned Midiraisa Aloch Lamashim Sinai. So Rashi brings down, it means it's a Mishnah in Kalim. That the Mishnah there says there are different Mailois about the base of Migdush, and each one has different Kedusha, one from the other. It starts out that the Har Abayis, that's the whole Mokum, is more Kaddish than Yerushalayim, and then the Chayil, that's the inside of the base of Har Abayis, has more Kedusha, and then Ezra's Noshim, Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Kahanim, Ben Ulam Ulam Mizbeach, each one of them has more Milus. The Gemara is saying, I'll tell you, each one of those Milus are the Yeraisa. Then everything comes out good, because there was a Milo between the Ulam and the Mizbeach had a special Milo to it. Those last 22 Amis of the Azorah, as after the Mizbeach, until you come to the Ulam, has a special Milo to it. So if you tell me it's Diraisa, then I understand. Why here? The Rabbanim said what? The Midiraisa, you're not allowed to be inside the Hechel. And certain times the Rabbanan said, not only in the Heichel can't you be, but even outside the Heichel, even between the Mizbeach and Ulam also you can't be. Now the question is, why did the Rabbanan only say you can't be in those 22 Amis between the Mizbeach and Ulam? Like if it's only mid Rabbanan, why didn't they make Gzera not to be in the whole Azor itself? See, if you're going to tell me now that Midiraisam, it has a special Kedusha between the Mizbeach and Ulam, so it's good why the Rabbanan picked on that Mila that we already have. But the like Gemara says, this Sagarai the Rabbanan, but if you're going to tell me now that Mishnah Kalim is only a Rabbanan the Kalachis, but Midiraisa, the whole Azora has one big Kedusha, the same Kedusha, so then Maishno Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Why did the Rabbanan say here, when you do the Avodis in the Heichel, you have to even go away outside Ulam, between those 22 Amis, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Why? Dilma Nikri V'yayli. We're afraid maybe by mistake you come into the Heichel. So the Rabbanan made Hachoka stay away from those 22 Amis. If the question is, why only those 22 Amis? Mikula Yazara Namin Nifreshu. Why didn't Rabbanan say you have to stay away from the whole Azara? No Azorah should have been a din, you have to stay away. Why only those 22 Amis? Is this Shlem, if Midi Raisin is a mile in those 22 Amis, then only those 22 Amis you can't be. But if you tell me now the Mishnah Kalim was only Midi Rabbonin, and Midi Raisin there's no difference, so why did Rabbonin only say those 22 Amis? Why not the Azorah? So my answer is Poshit. The Kash was then, Nkuli Azorah Namin, if we should deal with Mikra V'yarli, Ben Ulam, and tomorrow, Ben Ulam, Ulam is Beach, Kivan le mafsik midi le minkra milsa. The Teretz says the reason why Rabbanan only made achoka between the Mizbeach and Ulam, because those 22 Amis, there's nothing there to remind you not to go inside. Mashenke and the rest of the Azorah, Kivan diikum Mizbeach achitzen. Since you have the outside Mizbeach to remind you, the mafsik, it divides up, minkra milsa. That's the reminder to teach you you can't go further into the Heichel. So once we ask you not to go those 22 Amis between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, more than that we don't have to ask you, because the rest of the Azorah, there's a big hecker. You'll know there's a difference there. The Mizbeach is there. You're not allowed to go further inside past the Mizbeach. Omar Rav, so Rav said, Shema Mina, from the whole din we just had now, that Kedushas Ulam, Fehechol Chodem Milsi. And this really is a machlokes. In the Beis HaMikdash, we know there was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then we had the Heichel, and then outside the Heichel was another room called the Ulam. So the question is, what type of a Kedusha does the Ulam have? Does the Ulam have the same type of a Kedusha as the Heichel? It's also called the Yoyim Moed. Or no, is the Ulam not considered the Yoyim Moed? The Heichel is called the Kodesh, the Kodesh. The Ulam is outside the Heichel. So I bring you right now, a whole sugi here, the Churam, that the Ulam has the same halacha like the Heichel. It's Chodem Milsehi. Because if you want to tell me now the Ulam and the Heichel is considered two different Kedushas, they have two different halachis, so Midi writes to the Torah says that when the Kohen does the Avoid on Yom Kippur, goes to fly on the Fnim, the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, you're not allowed to be in the Yoyim Moed when the Kohen Gadol does the Avoid on the Fnim. Now the Yoyim Moed means the Heichel. So if you're going to tell me now that Oyel Moed only means the Heichel, not the Ulam, so Midiraisa, you're just not allowed to be inside the Heichel, that's all. So now, the Ulam not to be is only Midirabonin. So if you can tell me now what Ulam Gufa Gzeiro, Fenekel Venigza Gzeiro Gzeiro, so there's a Shver, why do we ask them not even to go outside Ulam, between the Mizbech and Ulam, also with Sasser, that's like a Gzeiro Gzeiro. It would have been enough Midirabonin just to say you can't go into the Ulam, if Midiraisa, the Ulam is not part of the Heichel. Midiraisa the Ulam is considered like outside the Heichel. So Midiraisa the Ulam you are allowed to go into. So it would have been enough for the Rabbanan just to say don't go inside the Ulam when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avod Lefnei Lefnim. Why do we have to make Gzeri even outside the Ulam? So one way to learn is that the Ulam is Midiraisa also. That the Ulam and the Heichel has one Kedusha to it. Therefore Midiraisa you're not allowed to be in the Ulam either. Therefore it's good why the Rabbanan made Gzeri even outside the Ulam. Those first 22 Amis between the Ulam and the Mizbeach you're not allowed to be. Tomorrow it says low, maybe there's no raya. I'll tell you, Ulam, Ubein Ulam, Ulamizbeach, Chod Kedushi. I'll tell you, maybe, that we like Heichel and Ulam, Shtei Kedushas. The Heichel and Ulam really are two different Kedushas. Oyom Moyet Taka only means, Oyom Moyet means only the Heichel. That's Midi Raisa. Midi Rabbonin, you're not allowed to be in the Ulam. Now the question is, why did Rabbonin have to say, don't even be in the next 22 Amis? Outside Ulam, the Teretz says, because that has one Kedusha with the Rabbonin. The Ulam, is this room here, the Ulam, and right outside these 22 Amis, have the exact same Kedusha. So when the Rabbanim said, don't go into the Ulam, the Rabbanim meant also, don't go into those 22 Amos. So it could be Smarai, could be the Hechel is only the Oil Merl Mediraisa, only the Hechel. And the Ulam has the same halacha like the next 22 Amos outside. That's what the Rabbanim made Gzeri on these 22 Amos also. Right. Then the Mishnah said, V'chol Yoim Hoyechoyte Misho Kesef. The Mishnah said, every single day of the year, twice a day they brought the Keteris. Once in the morning, once Beit Habayim. Now when they brought the Keteris every day, they used to have to take a shovel full of the coals from the outside Mizbeach and bring it to the Mizbeach Afnim, the inside Mizbeach. Now what type of a shovel did they use to take the coals out? So the Mishnah says they used to use a silver shovel to get the coals out of the Mizbeach, and then they would pour from the silver shovel into a golden shovel. For the Gemara, my timer, like why didn't they use directly a golden shovel? Why did they first use a silver shovel? And the Gemara, Torah chosam amoy nishol Yisrael. The Torah chas, the Torah has rachmonos, like wants to save us money. Doesn't want us to waste our money. So if we're going to have to use a golden shovel to shovel out the coals off the Mizbeach, it'll get ruined very fast, the gold. And we don't want to have to keep on changing to get new golden shovels. Therefore, the Torah had rachmonos on us to say, it's enough just to use a silver shovel, take the coals out with the silver shovel, and then later turn it over to the golden, pour it into the golden shovel. For Hayoi, Masheka, and Yom Kippur itself, Lacha was Choyte B'Shel Zov. On Yom Kippur used to take a golden shovel and take the coals off the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, Uboho Yabachnis. And with the same shovel, he would carry it directly to bring it inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For the Gemara, my timer, why in Yom Kippur did he only use one shovel? Why didn't he switch around to two shovels? Teretiz Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol was very weak on Yom Kippur. He was fasting. So we wanted to make it as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol. So therefore we didn't make him change shovels. We let him use the same golden shovel that he'll use later to bring in. We let him use that golden shovel right now to take out the coals with. From the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Every day, every year, every day of the year, they used to use a bigger shovel that holds the measurements of four kavs of coals, and then they would pour it into a golden shovel that only held three kavim. So one kav of coals, like overflow, went onto the floor. Tanya, went like this in the Braisa. Nispazruloi kav gicholim. One kav of cholim overflowed and went on the floor. And mechavdim liyama, they would clean it off. With the Amma, that was a stream of water that went through the Beis HaMikdash. That stream of water, like, would clean off this kav of Gecholim that fell on the floor. Tona Chod, we learned in one Brice, the kav. That one kav overflow. The Tan Hidach, another Brice, says Kabayim. That no, two kavs overflowed. So Vishleim, Hachter, Tony Kav, Vishleim, the Brice that says only one kav overflowed, is very good. Rabbonim, goes according to Rabbonim, that says what? They used to use a four kav shovel, like 4 pounds to take it off, and then pour it into a 3 pound shovel. So 1 pound would overflow, that's very good. Elhach, the Tony Kavayim, Minola, Mani. But the one that says two overflowed, who's it go like? Loi Rabbonim, doesn't go like the Rabbonim, because Rabbonim said it was 4 to 3, so only one overflowed. For Loi Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said it was 6 to 3, so there's only 3 overflowed. So how do you have it only 2 overflowed? So as Gemara Amar Rav Chizda tell you and Echnami, it's Rabbi Yishmael Benoi, Shur Rabbi Yechon Abruki, goes according to. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yishmael Benoi, Shur Rabbi Yechon Abruki, Oimer, Bishol Kabayim Hoye Machnes. Mitchila, Machnes means, he used to take into the Heichol only the shovel that had 2 calves of coals in it. So him it's very good. They used to use the silver shovel to take the coals off the Zvechachitzoin, held 4 calves. And then used to pour it off into the next shovel that only held 2 calves. So how many fell off? 2 calves fell off. So this bryce that says that 2 calves of coals fell to the floor, goes according to Bishmo, that held that they used to take it with 4, the silver shovel was 4 kavim, take off the coals off the Zechachitzin, and then they would pour it into the golden shovel that only held 2 calves. So therefore 2 fell off. Rav Ashi says, no, Afilu Temer Rav Yossi. Even if you want to say, our Mishnah goes, this price goes according to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says they used to use 6 calves, used to shovel it up with 6 calves, and pour it into another calf that held only 3. So according to the Kasher is, 3 should overflow. Why only 2? V'chikom, this is what the price means to say. B'chol yoyim ha'yechoyte v'shel so medboris. They used to use, after they used the silver shovel that held 6 kavin, it was 6 kavin of medboris. That was like a smaller measurement. and used to pour it into a golden shovel, which held 3 kavim, but it was 3 kavim Yerushalmis. When they came into Yerushalayim, the meat has got a little bit bigger. So therefore, it was like held 4 kavim of Midbaris. So therefore, how much fell off? Only 2 kavim fell off. Now that's the pshat. It was taka 3 to 6, it took 6 to start off with, but when they poured onto the 3, those 3 kavim were bigger kavim than the original 6 they took. So Mela, 4 of those kavim fit into this next shovel, and only 2 overflowed. So the b'raisa goes good according to Rabbi Yossi also. But then the b'raisa, then the Al-Mishnah says, B'chol yoyim hoy sekveda v'yom kala. The whole year round, the shovel the Kohen used to use to take the coals inside was a heavy shovel. On Yom Kippur was a very light one. Again, to make it easy for the Kohen Gadol not to have to work hard on Yom Kippur because he was fasting, he was weak. Torna was learned in a braisa, b'chol yoyim hoy sekveda over. The whole year round, the sides of it was very thick of the shovel. The hayoyim trei on Yom Kippur rach was a very thin shovel. And therefore, it didn't weigh too much to make it easy for the Kohen Gadol. B'chol yoyim hoy sok tzora v'yoyim arucha. The whole year round, the handle was a short handle. So even though it's harder to carry that way, but it was strong the whole year. The Hayom on Yom Kippur, it was a Arucha, the handle was a long one. My timer, why was the handle of the shovel long? Kadesh Tezeroyash for Kohen Gadol Mesayasot. To make it easier for him to carry it. If you have a long handle, you can like leverage it, put it underneath your arm. You hold the handle here, and the long handle is underneath your arm, you could hold, it's easier to hold it up. So on Yom Kippur, we try to make it as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol. Right, Tana learned in the Braisa like this. The whole year round there was no, like Rashi says, taboys. There was no rings on this shovel. For Hayoyim on Yom Kippur though, Hoyelo Nishtik. It had rings on the shovel. Divrei Ben Askan. That's what Ben Askan held. So Rashi says, why do they have to have these rings for? Tabas Bereisha, Shemekashkesh, or Mashmir Kola. Made noises that we would know when the Kohen Gadol was going to the Final of Nim. Mishum v'nishma kelo b'voyle. The pasuk says we should hear his voice when he goes in. So therefore, there used to be some ringing on the shovel itself. That's why the shovel had rings on it. Right. B'chol yoyim hayizav yorek. The whole year round, the golden shovel was like a green or yellowish gold. On Yom Kippur though, is like a reddish gold. The Mishnah said. So Amar Rav Chisda, Shiva Zahavim Hain. There are 7 different types of gold. Zahav, there's one gold, that's pure gold, regular gold. Zahav Toiv, it's a better gold. Zahav Ofer, a better gold that comes from Ofer. Zahav Mufat, a better gold that even looks like pearls. Zahav Shochet, a gold that's very thin, you can make into threads. Zahav Sogar, a gold that's closed up. We'll soon see the Morris says what it means. It means when you sell this type of a gold, all other golds have to close up their shop, because this is a better gold than all the other ones. Zahav Purim, and a gold that looks like the red of the blood of a par. We'll soon see. Gemara says, Zahav, that's poshut, regular gold. Zahav toiv, what's the right? Is it good gold? The sib. Zahav oratzi, toiv, was the good gold. Zahav oifer, what does that mean? The osim yoifer, the gold comes from oifer. Zahav mupas, what does Zahav mupas mean? Shadoime alapaz, it's doime to a pearl. That's what type of a gold it is. It's a very chosh of a gold. It looks like a pearl, it's very good gold.